This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends. Some cases of porch piracy may now be considered felonies. Meanwhile, three teens helped craft an anti-bullying bill. Another rare whiskey lottery has started. Plus, let's Philly bop. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. It's official, reports CBS Local Philadelphia. A bill that would make some cases of porch piracy a felony has now taken effect as of yesterday. The bill, as signed by Governor Josh Shapiro back in December, creates stiffer penalties for repeat offenders as well as people who take higher value packages, like those that are valued at $2,000 or more. Said penalties include a 7-year prison sentence max. Three students from Central Bucks High School South, Max Jin, Luca Jondrick, and Dylan Schwartz, helped State Representative Brian Monroe draft House Bill 2017, reports PhillyBurbs.com. This proposal would require social media companies to monitor the conversations of two or more minors and to notify parents of, quote, flag-sensitive or graphic content. Parental consent would also become a necessity for anyone under 16 to use social media, and data mining would become restricted for anyone under 18. According to the three sophomores, who came up with this bill as part of a yearly extracurricular project, the purpose of this bill is to mitigate the harmful effects of social media on young kids and to hold companies accountable for online bullying and harassment. The status of this proposal remains pending. Nearly 2,000 bottles of rare whiskey are once again for the taking, states Penn Live. The Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board has opened up another lottery of said whiskey, which includes Pappy Van Winkle and other spirits that can cost as much as almost $400 a bottle. Interested parties have until this Friday at 5 p.m. for their chance to win any of this whiskey. And remember, you must be a Pennsylvania state resident to apply, so don't even think about it to the 40 listeners I have in Japan. Husband and wife team Audrey and June Donaldson have made it their mission to spread and preserve the Philly Bop, says Billy Penn. The two have been teaching the bop and other partner-style dances across the United States for about 2 decades now, and even wrote a book on the bop's history. It originated, you see, in 1920s Harlem until it went through a couple of changes and eventually morphed in Philadelphia thanks to Motown. And you can learn this unofficial official Philadelphia dance for yourself, too. Audrey and June published some how-to videos on YouTube for anyone and everyone to follow along. That's all for today. For more news, check out PennLive.com. And please remember to rate this podcast on either Apple or Amazon and to email me at todayinpa@PennLive.com with any thoughts you may have. Thanks ahead of time, and as always, thanks for listening. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and I'll be back again tomorrow for another round of Today in PA. This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends.